item, Horseshoe Crab, request for public hearing.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, if I may, Mr. Chairman. I am active as an advocate in this fishery. I have a significant interest in it at the interstate level, and therefore I will recuse myself from participating in the discussion and the vote on the request for it.
So noted. Thank you.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Mr. Grist.
I'll make this brief as I can. You have the evaluation, and evaluation details out the last few years of horseshoe crab management. The fact we've had overages that have occurred both in 2009 and 2010 in the horseshoe crab fishery. I'm not going to belabor that report. We put it in the eval. That was pretty succinct, the way it was presented by Ms. Nelson there. Something to realize, though, is that's 2 years of overages in a row. We don't want a third. And we're not only from the staff's viewpoint and, of course, the agencies, we're also under the scrutiny of the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission on this. This is a very important fishery up and down the coast. It has a lot of other interest groups, such as shorebirds, involved in it. So it's something we have to be very diligent about trying to protect. Now, we have met with the horseshoe crab industry twice this month, the 8th and the 28th, trying to work out some consensus items on making some further changes to the management of this fishery to both quell the chance of having an overage and also to balance it out a little better amongst the different gears. Because one of the problems that's happened the last 2 years is we've had to shut down the fishery early. They've had overages, and part of the fishermen have not had a chance to participate in the fishery. Historically had been part of it in the western part, and that's mostly in the bay. Consensus items that we have the blue sheets that is handed out. These are items that could not be included in your evaluation. We settled these last night. One consensus item is the 2011 quota will be 130,933 crabs. That's to pay back overages, again, from 2009 and 2010. All harvesters retailing their own crabs will be required to call in. Why is this? They haven't been required to call in before, and last year there's 18,000 crabs that were retailed that we never had notice of until after monthly reports came in. So we shut down the fishery just in time. We still have a small overage, so it could have been much higher. But staff is also recommending further we have everyone call in. If you're a harvester in this fishery, you will do a daily call-in and do your reports. This is in combination with your monthly reporting, but this allows us to track this quota very, very directly and make sure we don't go over. Unrestricted endorsement license cap, we want to lower it from the 5,000 it currently has down to 2,500 crabs. The restricted endorsement license, lower it from 2,000 to 1,000. Have a moratorium on the issuance of all new permits to the hand harvest of horseshoe crabs. Actually, a moratorium of all permits would be us, all permits. And also, staff is recommending a control date of December 31, 2010 for future management discussions, because there is going to be further discussions needed in this fishery. Possibility of either more changes to the quota allocation, maybe an ITQ is needed. And also, finally, the allocation of the actual quota amongst gear types. We looked at historical data with the committees and the industry last couple meetings. We've broken it down this way. This is the proposal for this year. The dredge gear will get 42% of the fishery. In a normal year, that would be 64,000 crabs. This year, it's only 54,000. Trawl gear gets 13%. Hand harvest, 23%. Pound net and other gear combined, 22%. The table at the bottom of the blue sheet breaks out how it would allocate out for the 2011 under an overage, and in 2012 under the assumption that we can prevent the overage from happening again. We get back to the regular quota of $152,495. That's it, sir.
You're exactly right as far as ASMFC keeping an eye on us. Mr. Travelstead and I heard loud and clear from them. They were pleased with us at least trying to do the best we could as far as control is concerned, but I think we can do better. I'm looking for a thorough report. If there's any overage, I want to know who's basically causing the problem, what gear is causing the problem. We're going to get a handle on this, and if it means coming before the commission to do it, it's just not fair for those that obey the law and do what they're supposed to be doing. And when you're counting crabs by hand, there's no excuse violating the quota. None, period. So, having said that, that's the only thing I'll say from a staff perspective. The matter is before the commission. We need a motion for a public hearing.
Move for public hearing.
Motion made by Mr. Plumlee, seconded by Mr. Holland. Further discussion. Mr. Bowden.
Well, I was at the consensus meeting last night,
Thank you.
Started out rough, ended up good. When they understood the reality, if they didn't come to consensus, we were going to do it. I mean, I thought it was good advice for me to give them.
I agree.
So I think there's only one question. Right now, we have, when the quota reaches 50%, the limits drop to half.
Yes.
But now we're already dropping them to half. So what is your proposal for that, dropping it to a quarter?
Well, we could leave the provision to drop it in half, or we can advertise it as such to look at a range of options for when to drop it.
I think that's what we need to do, look at a range of options, because now we do have more control by dropping it to half. And maybe we can go to 75 or 80% or something before it has to trigger, because we're going to have daily call-ins. And yep. Like Commissioner Bowman said, we're going to call people to task if they don't do it.
We can advertise it as such.
Thank you, sir.
Can you second that, please?
Who seconded the motion?
I did.
Mr. Holland. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Joe.